You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, president of SpeedCleaning.com and the founder of the nonprofit Cleaning for a Reason. Today, I want you to stop making things harder. I'm going to share with you the single best formula for achieving bigger goals. The concepts I'm sharing with you came from one of my favorite recent bestsellers, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. Why does this matter? So you can create time freedom while still achieving massive goals. The first point, when you go to set a new goal in life and you want to accomplish something huge in your business or your personal life, what's the first question you typically ask yourself? How? How do I do this? How do I make this happen? How can I achieve this income goal or new milestone? And even on a personal level, how can I lose this weight? Our instincts always go to how. And I've been guilty of this too for many, many years. This is why you see so many entrepreneurs burn out, or they stop setting bigger goals. They're exhausted. They focus on how to do this, how to do that, how. When we ask how, basically to do everything, we limit ourselves to how can I do this? Asking how makes us think on our level of thinking, our resources, our capabilities, our skills, our limitations. We are limited by the time we have available. We're only thinking from a place of how. How can I make this happen? Versus thinking strategically, how? Instead of thinking of the most strategic way to make it happen, we're always thinking of how do I do it? The fastest, easiest way to achieve any goal in life is to always enlist the help of somebody who already knows how to do it. Someone who can accelerate your speed and the results you get. So we need to shift from the question of how can I do this to who can help me do this? When I first started my cleaning business, I own one of the largest residential cleaning businesses in the country. I was doing all the cleaning myself. And when I was ready to put down the mop and start hiring people and just manage the cleaning instead of do the cleaning, I started out by constantly asking, how do I transition my clients off of me? How do I train cleaners to clean like I do? How do I get cleaners to do the job right when I'm not there? And instead, what I learned later is I needed to hire the right who. I needed to ask, who can I hire to transition my clients to? I needed to ask, who can I hire that I don't have to scrutinize everything they do or supervise all of their work? This is a shift in our thinking. When you begin to ask, who can help me achieve this, rather than how can I achieve this, you dramatically shift your thinking. Who instead of how? You're looking for employees or mentors or experts or outside resources that will help you maybe double your business or triple your results or whatever it is you're looking for to help you achieve your next big goal. And you're looking for who that will be rather than how will I triple my results? How will I double my business? That's exhausting. How to grow your business becomes the most exhausting question you can ask because there's not enough hours in the day. This who, not how, this shifts your focus from how you're going to figure out how to do everything to who, where you leverage your time with somebody else's skills, someone else's experience, or somebody else's expertise. Who can help me achieve this goal? Who can help me double or triple my results? Think about a personal example. I was thinking about weight loss. Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You can ask, how do I do this? You do some research, you find a workout plan, you read books on keto diets, you find some recipes, but then you have to be the person that holds yourself accountable. You also have to be the person that knows the right stuff to do. Instead, you can learn to ask, who can help me lose this weight, this 20 pounds that I want to drop? Now you know immediately that there is someone who knows how, with the right meal plans, the right exercises, the daily routines, the right accountability processes, who not how. So the number one skill you can develop in achieving bigger goals is ask a new and better question. Ask who, not how. First, write down your goals and then ask, who can help me achieve this? If you want to improve your marketing, write out a list of people who can help you. Local experts, family, a mentor, a friend, maybe an employee you already have or an employee you need to hire. If you want to systemize the hiring process of your business, who can help you? Who can help me systemize?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.